Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.
Welcome to AI Hub. I'm Larry, and I'm really excited for our deep dive today.
And I'm Amanda. Hi, everyone.
We're going to be looking at a pretty amazing AI model that's doing some really cool things for wildlife conservation.
That's right.
So we're talking about SpeciesNet, which is a new model from Google. And we've got a TechCrunch article up on our screens.
Yes.
So this model is really all about helping researchers deal with a huge problem.
Mm.
They've got all this data from camera traps out in the field.
Yeah.
Thousands.
Millions.
Millions even.
Yeah.
Of images. And it would just take forever to sort through all that manually.
It's incredibly time consuming.
It really is.
Yeah.
So that's where SpeciesNet comes in.
It's part of Google's Wildlife Insights platform. And it aims to analyze all those images automatically.
And they train this AI on a massive data set.
I mean,
we're talking over 65 million images. That's a lot of pictures of animals.
It really is. And that's what enables it to do something pretty incredible. SpeciesNet can actually classify images into over 2,000 categories.
2,000 categories? I mean, I can barely identify like 10 animals. What kind of categories are we talking about here?
Well, it's not just individual species. It can identify broader groups like mammalian or felidae, which is the cat family.
Oh, wow.
And it can even pick out things like vehicles.
Vehicles. What do vehicles have to do with wildlife research?
Well, think about it. Camera traps are often placed in pretty remote areas, right? So they might capture images of researchers coming and going, or even just things passing by that aren't animals.
Oh, I see.
By identifying those non-animal images, SpeciesNet can help researchers clean up their data, you know, really focus on the animals they're studying.
So it's about efficiency.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's about getting the most accurate data possible.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So it's not just about finding the animals, but also about filtering out the noise, so to speak.
Exactly.
And that leads to some pretty incredible insights.
Yes.
In fact, the article we're looking at shows an example where SpeciesNet identifies a spider monkey with like a 98% confidence score.
Yes. 98% is incredibly high.
I mean, that's got to be pretty accurate.
It is. Confidence scores in machine learning basically indicate how certain the AI is about its prediction. So 98% means SpeciesNet is very confident.
Okay. So it's pretty sure it's a spider monkey. But how does this actually help researchers beyond just, you know, knowing what's in the picture?
Well, by analyzing multiple images over time, SpeciesNet can track the movement of individual animals, understand their behavior patterns, even see how populations are changing.
Wow. So it's like having a digital fingerprint for each animal.
You could say that, yes.
And SpeciesNet can track those fingerprints across, you know, the entire data set.
Yes. And that kind of detailed information is really crucial for making informed decisions about conservation efforts.
Okay, so this is all pretty impressive, but what really blows my mind is that SpeciesNet is open source. Now, I know for some people that might sound like a bunch of tech jargon, but it's actually a really big deal. Can you explain what open source means and why it's so important in this context?
Sure. So open source basically means that the code behind SpeciesNet is freely available. Anyone can use it, modify it, distribute it. It's like sharing a recipe with the whole world so that everyone can benefit from it and even improve on it.
So it's not like some secret formula that Google's keeping locked away.
No, not at all. It's out there for anyone to tinker with. And that's really important for conservation.
How so?
Well, it means that researchers and conservationists all over the world, even those with limited resources, can access this tool and use it to analyze their own data.
That's pretty amazing. So we could see this technology being used in all sorts of different environments and habitats.
Exactly. And not just by scientists. Open source also means that developers can build entirely new tools and applications based on SpeciesNet.
Oh, wow. So we could see like apps that let everyday people identify animals they encounter in their backyard or on a hike.
Exactly. It could really democratize wildlife research and conservation.
That's really cool. I like the idea of citizen science, you know, getting more people involved in understanding and protecting nature.
Absolutely. And that kind of widespread participation could lead to a huge amount of new data and insights.
So are there other open source AI tools out there doing similar things for wildlife?
Yeah, there are a few. One that comes to mind is Megadetector. It's a project developed by Microsoft and some other collaborators.
Cool.
And it's specifically designed to detect animals in camera trap images. It's been used in a lot of different conservation projects around the world.
So it's not just Google working on this. There's a whole community of people developing these tools.
Yes, exactly. And that collaborative spirit is really important. It's driving a lot of innovation in this field.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today, haven't we?
We have.
We've been talking about how AI, and particularly this Google Species Net, is changing the way we study and protect wildlife.
It's been really fascinating. We've gone from, you know, these huge piles of data to talking about digital fingerprints for animals. It's amazing what AI can do.
It really is.
Yeah.
And I think it shows how AI isn't just some futuristic concept anymore. It's actually being used right now to solve real-world problems.
Absolutely.
And I think the fact that so many of these tools are open source is a really positive thing. It makes this technology available to everyone.
Right. It's not just for big tech companies or wealthy institutions. Anyone can use it.
And that's really important for something like wildlife conservation, which is a global issue.
It is.
Right.
And it's not just about researchers either. It's about empowering communities and individuals to get involved.
Yeah. You know, thinking about the possibilities of AI for conservation, it really makes me wonder what other fields could benefit from this kind of technology.
That's a great question. And there are so many potential applications.
Like what?
Well, one area that comes to mind is healthcare.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine AI algorithms that could analyze medical images to detect diseases at a much earlier stage.
That would be incredible.
Yeah.
Especially for conditions that are hard to diagnose early on. Early detection is key.
Absolutely. And beyond healthcare, you could think about things like urban planning. AI could analyze traffic patterns to optimize traffic flow or help us understand how cities are growing.
It's giving a city a brain.
In a way, yeah. And then there's archaeology, where AI could help uncover hidden settlements. Art history, where it could authenticate paintings.
Wow. It seems like there's no limit to what AI can do.
It's really exciting, but it's also important to remember that AI is just a tool.
Right.
And like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad. So we need to be mindful of the ethical implications.
Absolutely. Well, this deep dive has been incredibly eye-opening. It's left me feeling really optimistic about the future of AI and its potential to make a positive impact.
Me too. It's been a great conversation.
Thanks for joining me today, Amanda.
Thanks for having me.
And for all you listeners out there, be sure to subscribe to AI Hub for more deep dives into the world of artificial intelligence. We'll see you next time.
Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.